we're going to talk about.
What's the subject?
For some reason, I felt that I knew right then what I was going to talk about. And it would be about Joseph.
Of course.
Well, what's Joseph? Well, what's a Joseph? Cursed dead was a Joseph.
And, of course, it was Joseph Smith that translated the Book of Mormon.
But this is a much earlier Joseph.
And if you will turn to the
45th chapter of Genesis,
we'll find the Joseph that I'm talking about.
I thought that I could just read
a couple of chapters
and say very little. But there don't seem to be a place to start. So
if I started where I'd like to start, we'd still be here at 2 o'clock. I'd still be here at 2 o'clock. I might be here alone.
Jack, your mic is on. Oh, I thought that was, you like that.
That's a little better?
Thank you for your indulgence, sir.
Well, we're... Surely there's no one here that hasn't heard the story of Joseph that was sold down into Egypt
by his brothers,
because
Jacob, who is later known as Israel, was favored of him.
And let it be known that it was his favorite. Be that right or wrong, I don't know.
It seemed like maybe it ain't the right thing to do sometimes.
But, 45th
chapter of Genesis, 45.
But they first thought they would kill him, and then they decided, let's sell him and get some money out of him, and let him take him down to Egypt and
have him out of our hair.
Then there come time when
they had to have some food,
and they had to go down to Egypt to buy the food.
And
they come upon Joseph, didn't recognize him for a good while, that was their brother. Excuse me. I've got a bottle in my pocket. Maybe that'll help. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, caused every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brother. And he wept aloud. And the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren,
I am Joseph.
Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near.
And they said, I am Joseph, your brother,
whom you sold into Egypt. Now, therefore, be not grieved, nor angry with yourself, as you sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. For these two years hath the famine been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be eating nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye and go up to my father, and say unto them, Thus saith thy son Joseph, God hath made me lord over all of Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not, and thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine, lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty. And behold, your eyes see, and the eyes of my brother Benjamin, that it is my mouth that speaketh unto you. And ye shall tell my father of all my glory in Egypt, and of all that you have seen, and ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept, and Benjamin wept upon his neck. Moreover, he kissed all his brethren and wept upon them, and after that his brethren talked with them. And the famine was heard up, and the famine thereof was heard in Pharaoh's house, saying, Joseph's brethren are come. And it pleased Pharaoh well, and his servants. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, Say unto thy brother, This do ye, lead your beast, and go get you into the land of Canaan, and take your father and your household, and come unto me. And I will give you the good of the land of Egypt, and ye shall eat the fat of the land. Now thou art commanded this to do. Take your wagons out of the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives, and bring your father and come. And also regard not your stuff, for the good of all the land of Egypt is yours. That's quite an offer, isn't it? Come and have the best there is. And the children of Israel did so, and Joseph gave them wagons according to the commandment of the Pharaoh, and gave them provision for the way. And to all of them he gave each man changes of raiment, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 changes of raiment. And to his father he sent after this manner 10 asses laden with good things of Egypt, and 10 she asses laden with the corn and bread and meat for his father by the way. So he sent his brethren away, and they departed, and he said unto them, See that ye fall out by the way. And he went up out of Egypt and came into the land of Canaan unto Jacob their father, and told him, saying, Joseph is yet alive, and he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed him not. And they told him all the words of Joseph, which he had said to them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, the spirit of Jacob, their father, revived. And Israel said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. That speaks awful well of Joseph. Of course, there's chapters that I haven't read that also spoke well of Joseph, of his being able to interpret dreams things that was happening, to know that he was close enough to God that God made him know, given the knowledge. And how many of us, if we were thrown in a well like Joseph was at one time, and with the idea maybe that he's just going to kill him and cover him up there. But one of them talked him out of killing him, said, why not we'll just sell him to his Ishmaelites or whatever the name was, something close to that at least, and took him down into Egypt, that he would care enough about his family, even though his brothers had mistreated something horrible. He was far above being jealous and hateful. And Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the God of his father Isaac. And God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down to Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again, and Joseph shall put his hand into thine eyes, upon thine eyes, his hand upon thine eyes. Excuse me if I misread, I don't intend to. And Jacob rose up from Beersheba, and his sons of Israel carried Jacob, their father, and their little ones, and their wives, in the wagons which Pharaoh had sent to carry them. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed with him. His sons and his sons' sons with him, his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought he with them into Egypt. And these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt: Jacob his son, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn. The son of Reuben is Hanok and Phileu, and Hezron and Carmi. And the sons of Simeon, Jumel and Jamin, and Ohad and Jachin and Zohar and Sheol, the sons of the Canaanite woman. And the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Megara, And the sons of Judah, Ur, and Onan, and Shelah, and Phares, and Zerah. But Ur and Onan died in the land of Canaan, and the sons of Phares were Hezron and Hamul. The sons of Issachar, Tola, and Phua, and Jacob, and Simeon. If I pronounce any of those names wrong, please excuse. If I should say, if I pronounce them right, be surprised. And the sons of Zebulun, Sered, and Aaron, and Jezreel. These be the sons of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, in Padan-Aram, and his daughters, Dinah, and all the souls of his sons and his daughters, and were 33. And the sons of Gad, and Zebulun, and Haggai, and Shunai, and Azam, and I think I'll give up on his names. I'm going to drop down to the 27th verse. If you want to pronounce those names right, you may do so at home. And Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. And the time dwell nigh that Israel must die. And he called his son Joseph and said unto him, If now I have found grace in thy sight, put, I pray thee, thy hand under my thigh, and deal kindly and truly with me, and bury me not, I pray thee, in Egypt. I don't understand the act of putting a hand under his thigh as a promise or guarantee. But apparently in those days that might have been the way. But I will lie with my fathers, and thou shalt carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burying place. And he said, I will do as thou hast said. And he said, swear unto me. And he swore to him, and Israel bowed himself upon the bed's head. And it came to pass that these things that are told, and it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob, and said, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. Apparently he had been lame. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed me. And said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful, and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. And now thy two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, which were born unto thee in the land of Egypt, before I came unto thee in Egypt, are mine. As Reuben and Simeon, they shall be mine. And thy issue which thou begettest after them shall be thine, and shall be called after the name of their brethren and their inheritance. When they say mine, I have to assume that we're talking about Israel, and they are a part of Israel. And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan, in the way, when yet there was but a little way. I think if I cleaned my glasses off, I might be able to read a little better. But of course, my glasses and my eyes. Maybe my old age, I don't know. As for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come to Ephrath, and they buried her there in the way of Ephrath. The same is Bethlehem. Bethlehem, that's where Christ was born, wasn't it? And Israel beheld Joseph's sons and said, "Who are these?" And Joseph said to his father, "They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place." And he said, "Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them." Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age. I sure kind of understand what he's saying right now. So that he could not see. And he brought them near unto them, and he kissed them, and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, "I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed." He thought he would never see Joseph again, and here he is with his seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees. How old would you say they were? 4 or 5 years? 6, 8? Who knows? I don't know how you can figure that. But they were mere children, as I would understand. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them, both Ephraim in his right hand, toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hand wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, "God, before whom my father Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long in this day, and the angel redeemed me from the evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers, Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth." And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. And he held up his father's hand to remove it from Joseph's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, "Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head." It was a custom for the to put your right hand upon the head of the eldest one to give them the greatest blessing. But the old man didn't want to do that. And his father refused and said, "I know it, my son. I know it. He also shall become a people. And he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations." And he blessed them that they say, "In thee shall Israel blessed, saying, God made thee as Ephraim and as Manasseh, and he set Ephraim before Manasseh. And Israel said unto Joseph, Behold, I die, but God shall be with you and bring you again to the land of your fathers. Moreover, I have given to thee one portion above thy brother, which I took out of the hand of Amorite with my sword and with my bow. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Well, the thought said, how in the world is he going to know what's going to happen in the last days? Well, either he didn't know, or God revealed it to him. And the latter, I think, is true. And I'll start over again. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall thee in the last days. And gather yourselves together, and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel, your father. Jacob and Israel, the same thing now. Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, and the excellency of power. Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wouldst up to thy father's bed, and defiled thou it, and he went up to my couch. Simeon and Levi are brethren, instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, unto their assembly. Mine honor be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a wall. Cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob, and scatter them in Israel. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down and crouched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah. Judah. Now that's the Jews, right? House of Judah, the Jews. Well, I might argue that, and I might argue wrong. I would consider all the house of Israel being Jewish, but I'm probably wrong. That the basic Jews, anyhow, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor our lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. Shiloh, who's that? That's Christ, isn't it? And unto him shall the gathering of the people be, binding his foal unto the vine, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine. He washed his garments in wine, and his clothes in the blood of grapes. His eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. Zebulun shall dwell at the haven of the sea, and he shall be for a haven of ships, and his border shall be unto Zidon. Issachar is a strong ass crossing down between two burdens. And he saw that the rest was good, and the land that it was pleasant, and bowed his shoulder to bear, and became his servant unto the tribute. Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a servant by the way, and an adder in the path that biteth the horse's heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. Gad, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. Out of Asher, his bread shall be fat, and he shall yield royal dainties. Naphtali is a hind let loose. He giveth goodly words. I meant to look in the dictionary and see what a hind is, but does anyone know? A deer? You think it's a deer? He gives goodly words. Joseph is a fruitful bough. Even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him, and shot at him, and hated him. And his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hand were made strong by the hand of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Even by the God of thy father who shall help thee, and by the Almighty who shall bless thee, with blessings of heaven above, and blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast and of the womb, and blessings of thy father the blessings of thy father have prevailed above the blessings of my progenitors, unto the uttermost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph, and on the crown of the head of him that was separate from their brother. Benjamin shall raven as a wolf in the morning. He shall devour the prey, and at night he shall divide the spoil. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel, and this is it that their father spake unto them and blessed them, every one according to his blessings. He blessed them, and he charged them, and said unto them, I am to be gathered unto my people. Bury me with my father in the cave, that is the field of Ephron the Hittite. In the cave, it is in the field of Machpelah, which is before Mamre, and the land of Canaan, in the land of Canaan, which Abraham brought with the field of Ephron the Hittite for possession of a burying place. There they buried Abraham and Sarah his wife. There they buried Isaac and Rebekah his wife, and there I buried Leah. The purchase of the field and of the cave is therein was for the children of Heth. When Jacob had made an end of commanding his sons, he gathered up his feet unto the bed, and yielded up the ghost, and was gathered unto his people. I want to back up again to Joseph. Joseph is a fruitful vow, even a fruitful vow by a well, whose branches run over the wall. I believe this wall that the branches run over is the ocean. They came to this country. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel, even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with blessings of heaven above. Excuse me again. Blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessing of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of thy father have prevailed above this blessings of thy progenitors, and the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. And where would we look for the utmost bounds of the everlasting hills? Where do we find a string of hills or mountain that extends from the Arctic to the Antarctic, through the west coast, western part of the United States, down through Mexico, down through Central America, all the way down through Chile, Peru, clear out into the ocean at the south end. No place else in the world is there such a place that will answer as a place of everlasting hills. That's the longest of all. So my belief is, and I'm convinced that what I am saying is very true, that these people that they found when they came to this country and called them Indians are from the house of Joseph. Of course, there's lots in between that's not covered here, but it is covered in the Book of Mormon. So if you should get to thinking that, well, maybe there's nothing to the Book of Mormon, this does give considerable credence to the fact that the people did come here, foretold that they would come here, and their own writings while they were here gives us evidence of what they did and of what we can expect to get in the future. I acknowledge that my reading was not great, but I also acknowledge that some way I had the feeling, hit me hard, that that's what I was supposed to talk about today. For whose benefit? I don't know. Maybe for mine. Maybe for nobody's. I don't know. But this is my testimony to you that these things which are recorded here in the Book of Mormon, and they say that they are descendants of Joseph, that they just agree with the Bible. One supports the other, and that you can't separate them without leaving out part of God's word for us. Again, let me remind you that the visitation for Larry Kelly will be from 6 to 8 tonight, and a funeral will be at 2 p.m. tomorrow. I don't know who might be having the funeral. I guess it could be Randy Sheldon. I don't know. When Betty and I moved back here, Brother Kavnis was the pastor of the local here. Their daughter, Sharon, married Larry Kelly, and he's the one that has died. I don't know, I wouldn't know Larry if he, of course he wouldn't walk in the door now because he's not alive, but if he'd walked in the door last week, I wouldn't have any idea who he was. I guess I have seen him, but I don't know him well. And others of you, I'm sure, know him much better than I do, and particularly maybe Sharon. Was Larry a member of the Church of Christ?
Yes.
He was. I didn't even know that.
He at one time was Sunday school superintendent. I first joined the church.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, we were gone too many years, and their enthusiasm for coming to church dwindled. I don't know why or anything about that, but it's, I think, to both of us, is what word do I want to say? Disgrace is not quite the right word, but our loss, that we haven't been more closely associated. And I thank you for the time this morning, and I apologize for kind of a garbled up reading of the scriptures.
Kurt, before you close, next Sunday is our dinner Sunday and also the election of officers.
Okay. Thank you.
Leslie Case.
We're still running.